Good morning. It's around 8:16 this Wednesday, November 30th. Joining me in the studio is Jeff Budd and Ted Howard, and they are here to talk about the political grind set for this Saturday at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So, Jeff, why did you guys decide to do a political grind this month?
Well, we have different themes we've been doing for the last 22 years. And we've tried, the philosophy behind the monthly grind, which we borrowed from Ketchikan, is non-political, family-oriented, and affordable. And every once in a while, we've tried to do a grown-up grind, and it hasn't, sometimes they've worked out okay, but in the last couple we've tried, it hasn't been that well received. So I think that I can be blamed for this. I thought, let's try a political grind. This was decided way before all the recent election kind of shenanigans, or whatever you want to call it, tomfoolery, nincompoopery, etc. So we thought we'd go for it, and that's what we're going to do. And I think that in talking to the different acts, I hope that there nobody's picking on any particular political party and is trying to be more inclusive and not divisive, I hope is what we're going to do. And no cussing.
And
I think it'll be a good show.
Has there ever been a political grind before?
No, never. We've had fiddle grinds, we've had international grinds, we've had dance grinds, comedy grinds.
Bob grinds, where everybody had to sing a Bob song or something, right?
Bob Dylan's, yeah, or Elvis grinds. Yep. So we've had themes, and so political. When we thought of this, this was, that was in the middle of last year when we were setting up the themes for the coming year. So we had no idea how the political arena was going to be in turmoil this last year.
So
it's not a reflection of that. It's just we decided to do it, and then we decided to keep doing it.
So this could be like a last-ditch effort to like celebrate or get your feelings out about the election.
I'm not sure what the people are going to do. We can run through the list of the people, but I think they'll be good, and I'm betting it'll be a good grind.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. Who is on the docket for this weekend?
We have a variety of people. We have Sarah Martinson, who is the music teacher up at the high school, and I believe she's going to play guitar and sing original songs, and she may or may not be joined by a local semi-celebrity. We hope he shows up. And we're going to have the Mount Edgecombe High School Drama Debate's going to do a bit from Greater Tuno, and I think Ted has more info he Googled.
Well, that's about life in a small town, small Texas town, and poking fun at the politics and the life, small town life. So I think it might have a germane point or two.
Yeah, we'll find out. And then also Mount Edgecombe High School's band, which is called 9 a.m., will perform, and I think they're doing original songs. Debbie Levesque and Jim Shepherd are going to play, and I believe they're also doing original songs. The Sitka Studio Dance will have, I think, 16 different dancers who will dance to the Beatles' Revolution. And Andy Miller, who used to work for the newspaper here in town, is coming back from Juneau, and he's pretty darn funny. Yeah.
And very clever man.
Yeah. Is he doing like stand-up comedy or something?
I think he'll.
Well, he writes songs that have, they're just kind of off the wall. I like his sense of humor. We're having a Republican hot tub party. It was one of his songs. So I don't know what that means, but it just sounds funny.
Yeah. So he'll be here. He's good. And then Ron Rao, who's a local fisherman but has written for Sports Illustrated way in the past, has written a couple books about baseball. And then Eric Jordan, local fisherman, will be there. So I think it'll be a good show. And you suggested at the very end of the show, we'll have somebody sing a Christmas song and have everybody sing together if we can.
I did. I loved the holiday grind last year, and I want to get my fix.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best.
So how do you guys curate the grind?
Well, it started out, when we first were starting the grind, we had to just beat the bushes for people to come in and play. But now what we do, we kind of send out through the feelers. We hardly ever advertise for a grind acts, but what we'll do, we'll talk to people who know people and get some acts coming up, and we don't screen them. We just give them some parameters. We say, you know, you can't cuss, you can't disrespect the culture, you can't
get naked.
But
that's a tribal community house rule. Yeah.
But we just want to make it appealing to, you know, all sorts of folks. But you know, usually we say non-political, and this time we're saying that it can be political. So this is kind of a toss-up for us. We don't not sure how it's going to work.
We've tried to limit people to, what, two grinds a season,
yeah,
give or take. And there's lots of people with lots of talent in this town, so...
It's a community variety show. You know, you've been there before, but we don't have people go through an audition process. We don't listen to their stuff and say, yeah, that's in, that's out. We just give them the guidelines and hope that they stick to them.
And how long has the grind been going on?
This is our 22nd season.
22nd season.
Yep.
Wow. And were you guys there at the very beginning?
Yes, mm-hmm. Ma'am. And so one of the things we're talking about too is that if there's somebody out there that doesn't, like Ted was saying earlier, if you don't like the political grind, we're always looking for people to help produce the shows and be part of the monthly grind. So if you're out there, it doesn't take that much time. All the different tasks are divided up, and we would be delighted to have your participation.
I am a little curious to learn more about the dessert aspect of the grind. I know that that's always a part of it. You can bring something to share, and you get a free ticket.
Well, yeah.
So what you do, you buy a ticket ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
And then you bring your dessert, because we have to know how many people are going to be there. There's a capacity, I think, of 250, and we usually sell out. But you buy a ticket at Old Harbor Books, you bring your ticket and your dessert, you get your money refunded for your ticket.
Oh, that's nice.
Homemade dessert.
And homemade, not Oreos.
Is it a contest?
Yeah, so there's first, and then we'll typically have some kind of a prize. I think Ted knows what the prizes are.
Yeah. The prizes are going to be raffle tickets for the Alaska Airlines, two seats anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. So
there are three first places. What are the categories?
First place, and first place.
The AmeriCorps, the volunteers who are helping out in town, we usually put them on dessert duty and let them in free. So that's the one perk that they have for, you know, donating their time to Sitka. But cut the little desserts in pieces, cut the desserts in little pieces and taste those and grade them and give out prizes according to that. And it's pretty fun. I think Jane Eidler is in our Hall of Fame. She's won more times than anybody else.
By far. Yeah.
So what do we have to look forward to for the rest of the grind season?
January will be the international grind, which we've done before. And what I like about it, well, I like the dance part, but I also like that it's the exchange students at town will MC it. So you might have a couple of the Chinese students, some of the AFS students, a Rotary exchange student is from Thailand, and I can't say where all the AFS are.
I don't know.
But their English is very good. For the most part, they get American humor, so it's just fun to watch them up there and participate. And I think they're going to dance as well, bring the dances from their country. And then February is
the fiddle grind. And so it'll be mostly fiddle-oriented acts. And we always clear out the chairs at the end and have a set of waltzes for people to dance to.
Yep. And then March, I think, will be at the Performing Arts Center, will be the singer-songwriter grind. I think we call it something beside the original grind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one in April, Emmett Williams is going to produce that. And I don't remember his title, but the theme would be you two would play music. Then you would leave the stage, and Ted and I would play. Then Ted would leave the stage, and then I and somebody else. So it would be some kind of a rotation.
Yeah, it's duets, but chain-style duets, I guess.
So that'll be interesting. He's got, I forget what he calls it. It's progressive, like,
yeah,
something like that.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It sounds kind of interesting, but yet nerve-wracking.
Well, maybe they'll have a clue at what songs they're going to do. I don't know.
And when is the grind over for the season?
April.
April.
April. Yeah. Okay, so you got to get your grinds in now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Throughout the winter.
And we didn't do it in October this year because everybody was traveling. So we did the Whale Fest grind. It was the first grind of this season, and this will be our second. And the way, if you went to the Whale Fest one, that was pretty darn good.
Who is emceeing this weekend?
Oh, your own Emily Kwong.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So she'll be good, too.
Did she produce it as well?
No, that was, I guess I'm the one to blame either way. Because so we take turns being producers. So this was my job to produce this one. So I got the acts. Typically what the producer does is get the acts and then takes care of the publicity, or we share the publicity and all the other parts. But, so I'm to blame.
So if someone wants to perform in a grind or produce a grind, how would they go about doing that?
They would call me at 747-5482 or Jeff at
747-4821 or catch us on the street.
Or come to the grind and talk to us.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you want to come to the grind, we get in the hall about 2 o'clock and we start setting up the gear, and then we have sound checks that afternoon. So we get to hear kind of what people are going to do and maybe give some guidelines.
Yeah. Whoa.
You can't say that. But no, if you're interested in helping out with the grind, come Saturday afternoon, mid-afternoon, as we're setting up, and so you can see kind of what it entails, and then we'll talk to us about getting involved.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in to KCAW this morning. That was Jeff Budd and Ted Howard in here to talk about the political grind, and that is at 7 p.m. Saturday at the Chicaquan Nakahiti. Tickets are pre-sold at Old Harbor Books.